The weather in Cordova is better today, and locals are taking advantage of it. With the Alaska National Guard on hand, residents are working hard to shovel snow from most of the town's public buildings. As KCHU's Tony Gorman reports, the city is also preparing for another big storm.
Alaska National Guardsmen and locals spent the majority of Monday shoveling the roofs of schools, the library, the museum, and other public facilities. Cordova Public Information Officer Alan Marquette says the biggest priority of the day was to take care of those buildings.
Once those are done, then we'll be looking at other structures, both public and private, that are in serious danger of collapse or hazard because of the heavy snow.
One of the city's lower priorities is clearing the Copper River Highway. The road remains open despite experiencing a small avalanche Sunday afternoon. Marquette says locals have been able to adjust to the current road conditions.
There's a loop road that goes around it, and people are using that. So that's not a priority to remove that right now because they're trying to get roads to cities, roads to houses, roads to secondary roads open and cleared of snow. When we got that heavy wet snow yesterday and the day before, it really clogged things up and started melting, and so we had pools of water around. So we're just trying to get drains cleared and get that drained away.
The nice weather has been a window of opportunity of sorts for Cordova, but according to the forecast for Monday night and Tuesday, that window is going to close again. National Weather Service meteorologist Michael Lawson says the area is currently under a blizzard watch through Tuesday afternoon.
Tonight we've got snow and blowing snow developing towards morning. It's going to be widespread reduced visibilities to a quarter mile or less at times. Just tonight, snow accumulation up to 2 inches. And then the same thing into tomorrow morning with a lot more accumulation during the day. We're thinking 3 to 8 inches at this point.
Lawson says there's a possibility that the snow will mix with the rain Tuesday afternoon. With more bad weather looming, Marquette says he felt a positive vibe from the community throughout the day.
Even though we've had a tremendous group of folks coming in to volunteer to shovel and bringing equipment, also the city's been paying people to shovel. So between all of that, it's making a big difference, and we're just trying to get through this as best we can before the next big storm comes in.
The city is expected to have more meetings to address its snow removal needs. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.